Then we talk about another important variant of lichen planus, in which mainly the hair-bearing areas of the body are affected, mainly the scalp, axilla, trunk, in which the lesions of the lichen planus will be present around the hair follicles. So the follicular lesions will be present. And it will be having a chronic course like lichen planus lesions usually do have. Clinically, they will affect the hair-bearing areas, which will ultimately present with the lesions of lichen planus on the skin surrounding the hair. And these follicular lesions, when present on the scalp, will have some scaling, and when they will heal, it will lead to scarring alopecia. But on the other areas, such as the axilla, they may present with a non-scarring type of the alopecia, or alopecia, if present on the trunk, will also be non-scarring type. In elderly women, if it is affecting the scalp, then there will be frontal fibrosing alopecia, which is a scalp condition characterized by the alopecia of the frontal hairline and also the eyebrows. This type of alopecia will be scarring type of the alopecia, and it present mainly in the elderly woman. There is an important syndrome which is associated with this particular type of the lichen planus, which is known as Gram-Little-Picardy syndrome. And it has a triad of multifocal scalp cicatricial alopecia or scarring alopecia due to lichen planus, non-scarring alopecia of axilla and or groin, and keratotic lichenoid follicular papules resembling keratosis pilaris on the upper arms or on any other part of the body. So this triad is very important whenever we are examining a patient of lichen planus, because when we are talking about lichen planus of the skin, then we have to examine all the other areas which may be affected by the lichen planus, because the extension of the disease will decide the modality of the treatment or the type of treatment being given. So if you are looking just as a lesion of the wrist or on the ankle, then all the other areas should be examined as well, because the different variants may coexist in one patient.